Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Thank you for joining 5 Fast Minutes. My name is Muhi Khwaja with American Muslim Community Foundation. Today we have with us Danielle Nurani, the Citizens Foundation USA founder. Thank you so much for joining us, Danielle, uncle.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me, Muhi.
Of course. So let everybody know where you're located.
Well, like most of you during this crisis, I'm working from home, so I'm in the kitchen of my house in suburban Chicago.
Wonderful. Yeah, let us know in 2 minutes or less what TCF USA and TCF in Pakistan do.
Well, TCF USA is what's called a Friends of organization. So we are supporters of and friends of an organization, another organization, which is the Citizens Foundation in Pakistan. Citizens Foundation in Pakistan was formed about 25 years ago. It's a few well-meaning people who built 5 schools with their own funds and then said they would like to build 1,000 such schools.
Wow.
And like most people, I was skeptical. I said, look, 1,000 is, you know, asking a lot, but whatever you do, you're doing a great job, and I'd like to support you.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's where the journey started, and they have made a liar out of me. They are now at 1,562 schools.
Wow!
They are perhaps the largest network of private charitable schools in the world. And where does the need come from? Pakistan is the second largest Muslim country after Indonesia in terms of population.
Mm-hmm.
Pakistan, unfortunately, also has the second highest number of children out of school in the world.
Wow.
And between the two, that is quite a tragedy for the Muslim world. So we had to do something about it. And we could wait for the government to do something about it, or we could do something about it ourselves. Well, we did. And so now we are up to 1,562 schools. About 350 or so are government schools from the various provinces of Pakistan that we have adopted to make sure that they're running properly.
Mm-hmm.
And the others are schools that we have set up ourselves. We are also the largest employer of women in the private sector in Pakistan. And how that came about was a decision made right at the beginning to hire an all-female teaching staff to encourage the enrollment of girls in school. And that has succeeded. Half of our enrollment of a little over 250,000 students is girls.
That's really remarkable.
So with that, the side benefit was the employment for women, the training of women as teachers. And so this was the reason we chose education versus healthcare or something else was education is something that keeps on giving. It's mm-hmm. a lifetime gift
right.
to the receiver. And also it helps with the other, helps with poverty. Because you get an good education, you
right.
can get a job.
Break the cycle.
With healthcare, because you understand hygiene. So that was the reason why we chose education for our venture. And it's gone very well. TCF is very, very well regarded. They've received international recognition. They're audited by a Big Eight firm.
Mm-hmm.
TCF and TCF USA are both publishing their financials on their website.
Very important.
For all to see. And TCF USA has received 4-star rating from Charity Navigator for 6 years in a row
mm-hmm.
and has a platinum rating from some of the other charity rating organizations.
Great. With all of that financial transparency and trust, I'm sure you've built a really great donor base. So if you had a minute or less to thank a donor, what would you like to tell them?
First of all, we're really, really grateful for your trust in us. And we promise that we will be good stewards of your money. We'll spend the money for what you intended, and we'll get good results from that effort. Also want to stress that your gift will keep on giving. It'll improve the life of the child who's studying. It'll improve the life of their family mm-hmm. and the next generation to come. So, you know, this is something that I hope you feel good about. And please keep on asking us hard questions. Please keep on looking at us critically. Look at our financials every year. Come visit our schools. Ask the teachers questions. Come visit our head office. Ask everybody from the CEO to the driver who takes the staff back and forth from their homes, what do you think of the organization? What makes it different? So that's what I would really invite the donors to do, is to keep on looking at us critically. And if we meet your expectations, please keep on giving. Thank you.
That's beautiful. And with the partnership that AMCF and TCF have, what would you like to say about AMCF?
I feel that AMCF is a step forward for giving in the Muslim community in America. Charitable giving is already a part of the culture and religion for Muslims. Having a donor-advised fund in this community is a step forward. All geographical communities have community funds. And so this is the community fund for the American Muslims. And it makes things easier for both the giver and the recipient, because the giver can time when he wants to put the money in, when it makes more sense for him to put money into the fund. And then he can distribute it when the charity needs it the most. So from both ends, it's a great idea. Thank you.
Wonderful. Yeah, no, we need to bring you on our webinars to explain donor advised funds. You did a great job. So we're really honored to partner with TCF and all the wonderful work that you're doing. Now, if you could share three of your favorite charities that you support with your zakat or sadaqah, we'll assume that TCF USA is number one. So what are a few other organizations that you and your family like supporting?
Well, we like to support Mercy USA, a Detroit-based organization, which is doing excellent work in all over the world. And they provide help to whoever needs it, regardless of whether, you know, the person is a Muslim or not. But, you know, they do a lot of work in the Muslim world. The other charities that we give to besides TCF and Mercy USA are some American charities, since we live in America. One is the Southern Poverty Law Center, which fights hate crimes and hate organizations in the U.S. and fights when it sees the wrong tendencies in the government. And the others is Doctors Without Borders. And that is because there are a lot of brave people who could be spending a comfortable time at home, who are going all over the world in very dangerous places and providing services. So those are the organizations I like to support and my family likes to support.
Definitely. And got to give a shout out to Mercy, because I'm from Detroit, Michigan. And then Southern Poverty Law Center is fantastic because they actually partnered with CARE and American Muslim Community Foundation to produce a report that talked about donor advised funds actually funding hate groups. Because a lot of times some of these larger institutions will not do proper vetting, but they'll pass on the gifts to a charity that ends up hurting the Muslim community. So we need to take onus and power of our own charitable giving and make sure that we're giving to institutions that will not affect us in the long run. So that's why partnering with AMCF with your donor advised fund would be the best avenue for you to do so and the general community. And really love Doctors Without Borders as well. They do tremendous work. We're doing this podcast, 5 Fast Minutes, so that the Muslim community can learn more about different organizations. And it's great that you mentioned, too, that are outside of our faith-based community as well, because we need to show that the Muslim community cares about those very important institutions as well. So, Danielle, Uncle, it's been a real pleasure chatting with you.